Sound of Mikasa drifting into the background. It's 18 minutes to the top of the hour. In fact, 17 minutes to 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. And generally speaking, on a Tuesday, we introduce you to contestants that are taking part in the Miss Bolito teen competition, and we'll be doing that tomorrow. But I have one particular contestant that's driven all the way from, well, let's just say from a little bit further away than we're used to coming from. And Stembiso Tiane is in the studio today. Welcome to you. Lovely to have you on the show. And let's just find out a little bit about you. Where do you come from, Stembiso?
I come from KZN, Richards Bay. I am a grade 8 and I am in doing law school. I live in Birdswood.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I am excited to be here, okay. Even though I am the only one. I think I can do it, and yeah.
So, why did you enter the competition?
I entered the competition to challenge myself and learn more things about modeling and to just learn and see where I am as a person and to inspire others.
Oh, and what have you learned so far?
I've learned sometimes we need to be patient and things don't always go our way. But it always goes okay.
Is it your desire to become a supermodel? Is that the aim?
Yes, it is. It is because I want to one day be up there on stage, Miss South Africa, Miss Universe, you know, representing South Africa. It would be a dream.
Okay, and what do your parents say about that? I mean, most parents want their kids to be happy, which is good, but they also want you to be like a doctor or a lawyer or a business executive, you know, something with a stable background. But I believe there's big money in super modeling.
Yes, there is. I remember when I wanted to be a doctor, but I thought I should follow my dreams, and modeling is one of my dreams, and I'm really excited, and I think this journey is going to be a good journey for me.
Now, obviously, you're from Richards Bay. It's quite a long way beyond the boundaries of the Dolphin Coast. So how did you find out about the Miss Bolito competition?
Well, my coach, my modeling coach, introduced it to me. And I asked if I could enter, and I did. Even though she said, even if I'm not ready, I can still enter just to see, to challenge myself, learn more about modeling, and grow in the modeling industry. So, yeah.
Who's your modeling coach?
Nina.
Okay.
Nina Besedenhout, yes.
In Richards Bay?
Yes.
So is modeling a big thing in Richards Bay?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Because we encourage others to also come and join us. And it's just like a nice thing. And I really enjoy it. Mm. And I hope to encourage others to also join. I mean, it's nice.
Now, this competition, obviously, it's kind of multifaceted. What do you think the judges are looking for?
I think the judges are looking for you. The real you. Just you. I think that's what they're looking for.
Okay.
Yourself and how you walk and just you. Just be yourself. I don't think they're looking for anything else specifically.
And who is your role model, or who are your role models? Who do you look up to? Who inspires you?
I look up to Miss South Africa. You know, Zozibini Tunzi, she is my role model. I looked up to her since ever, and she inspires me, and I'm hoping she inspires other girls just like me.
Wow. And obviously, as you say, you've got your dreams and your hopes, and you're set on that kind of incredibly public future.
Yes.
Do you have a sort of fallback plan in case the modeling thing, you change your mind once you've finished school?
Yes, I actually want to be a lawyer and do law.
It's actually a good idea to do both, you know that?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Fight crime. Yeah, I think I can do it.
Well, I tell you what, you got my vote. I think it's been charming chatting to you, and I wish you huge success for Bolito contest. It's the judging is happening, I think, early next month, isn't that right?
Yes, yeah, the crowning, yes.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be holding thumbs. This is going to go up as a podcast as well, so we'll send you the link, and you can share it with your friends, and we'll make sure lots of people listen to the catch-up podcast, and they'll all be holding thumbs for you. It's an interesting journey, and I think you probably are on the right path for exactly what you're trying to achieve. Stembiso Tiane from Richards Bay, lots of poise, lots of confidence, good looking, and very, very professional. I'm so impressed. Lovely to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming through.
Lovely to come. Thank you.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Show on 88 FM, and we play out with well, from that little clip, we'll play out with some more of the Mi Casa, just to take us up to the next break.